Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, Chapter 9, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins, Get shekesava ivreis, a get that the language of the get was Hebrew, ve'edav yevanis, however the witness is signed in Greek script, or yevanis, a get that was written in Greek, ve'edav ivreis, and the witness is signed in Hebrew, or eidechad ivri, one of the witnesses signed in Hebrew, ve'edechad yevani, the other signed in Greek, or finally, kasav ha-sefer ve'ed. That means the sefer, the scribe that wrote the get, signed on it like one of the witnesses, and one additional witness signed with him. In all the previous cases, kasher. The get is considered kasher, it's a valid get. The Gemara explains that actually in the case of kasav sefer ve'ed, which means to say that the scribe was one of the witnesses along with an additional witness, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we may be concerned, you may say that maybe the husband never appointed him to do it. He actually told witnesses to go make sure that they take care of having a get written. And they had the cipher sign on it so he shouldn't feel embarrassed that he's not being trusted as a witness. Still, nevertheless, we don't suspect this because we say the cipher knows halacha and he won't sign it unless he knows specifically that the husband wanted him to be one of the eid. Continues the Mishnah. Ish pleni eid. Let's say a fellow wrote his name and the word eid, witness. So he wrote Reuven eid. And he didn't write his father's name. Kasher, the get is valid. Similarly, if he wrote Ben Ishpleni, he wrote Ben Moshe, Ben Reuven, but he didn't write his first name. Kasher, the get is still valid. Also, if he wrote Ishpleni Ben Ishpleni, he wrote Reuven Ben Yaakov, but he didn't write the word witness. Kasher, it's valid. And says the Mishnah, not only that, those people who had a clarity of understanding and who spoke with clarity, concisely, Eisen, that's what they used to do. They would always sign just their name and their father's name, and they would never put the word aid or witness in the get. Says the Mishnah, Kosov Chanichasoi v'chanichasa. Let's say the scribe, the sofer, wrote in the get the nicknames of the husband and his wife, but he didn't write their actual names. Kasher. The Mishnah says still that the get is kasher. Some of the Rishonim learned that Chanichasoi v'chanichasa means their family names. Continues the Mishnah, Gev Me'usa. A forced get, where the husband is forced by Bezdin, by the Jewish court, Bi Yisrael, he was forced by a Jewish court to give the get. The halacha is that it works, and kasher, the get is valid. We'll explain in a minute why it works, because we know that a person is not allowed to, a get has to be done with das, has to be done with intent, or ratzon, and the will of the husband. We'll see soon why it works. But let's say a non-Jewish court forced a fellow to give a get to his wife, pasul, the get is not valid. However, says the Gemara, Uvagoyim chayvtin oisai v'ayrim oyasei ma sheyisrael armach. Let's say a fellow is obligated to give his wife a get. For one of the many reasons that we'll see in the Mishnah of why a husband may have to be obligated to give his wife a get. And he doesn't want her. Now the local Jewish courts don't have the power. They're living in a secular country. We can go to the secular government and we could tell them, we can go to the secular courts and tell them, force the husband to give his wife a get. And they force him until he says, I want to give the get. And he writes the get. The kasher, and the get is kasher, the get is valid. Now why is it that a forced get works? Because we know really the halacha is that a get has to be given with the ratzon, with the will of the husband. So the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, the famous Rambam, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Lomalei batel getzeh. Why don't we say that this a get that's forced should not be valid, shabrehu amos, because he was coerced, and halacha is you have to have the ratzon. So he says that the only time we force someone to give a get is somebody who by Torah law is obligated to give his wife a get. However, he said the Rambam writes, that if that's the situation, that means that really, by law, and by a spiritual law, the fellow really has to give his wife a get. It means at his deepest desire, at the core, at the essence of his neshama, of his soul, Ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha, we want to do the will of Hashem, we want to do what's right. But there's so many layers of psychology, and there's so many layers of the subconscious, and there's so many layers of circumstances, and so many different things that are telling the fellow, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But really, deep down, he wants to do it. His inner desire is ratzon panim. His deepest inner desire is that he wants to give this get. So if we force him, we're banging away the yetzahara, the evil inclination, and all the different circumstances surrounding the fellow. And when he finally says the word, writes on me, I want it, his inner desire really wants it, and it's not considered a get that was Bainus that was forced, it's considered a get that's given by will, because the inner desire is being fulfilled. Wishing you a great week of fulfilling the desire to fulfill Hashem's will, and a lot of Hatzlacha.